what you're about to see is a fan production.
Really?
So it is not officially endorsed by the creators of the Orville. Mm-hmm. However, it is allowed under the fact that it's a fan creation.
That's cool.
This is just a group of wonderful, talented fans of the Orville who just love the show and love creating, and boy, oh boy, are they ever talented.
I can't wait to see it.
And what we're about to see, Jeff, is a very early release. So this is now available for you on Steam. I have not been able to get it to run on Linux yet. I'm not quite sure if it's available for Linux yet.
So
I don't think that it's available for VR yet. However, those things are all in the plan.
That's going to be so cool.
So keep in mind, this is the initial release, and we're running this on hardware that is already taxed to the max here tonight. So you're not going to get the full experience. You're going to be able to see just kind of a preliminary. This is what is coming out of Messy Desk right now. And well, let's take a look.
Thank you.
To jump on board the Orville? Here we go. Go to cat5.tv/Orville game. And you can install this.
Multiplayer.
Look at that.
Oh, snap.
Oh, multiplayer. Yes.
It's edit character. Oh, so you. Oh, right, because you can customize your own character.
I want to do that first, Jeff. Let's. I want to see this intro.
And this is all fan made.
This is all fan made.
Wow.
That's some slick graphics.
Well done, team.
I think we're living in the future now.
Yeah. Yeah. So consider. I mean, we all love the Orville, and this is a creation by its fans. Unreal. All right, let's jump into edit character mode first. I want to see what kind of functionality is there. Keeping in mind that this is like the earliest release that this is the first release. So there's still more to come. It's a work in progress.
Here we go.
Nice. I love the cinematics.
Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome. Okay. So we've got some, looks like character bases.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just kind of choose the base skin. Hey, there you go.
Purple flirt.
Smooth.
Nice.
Sweet. Oh, you can be a Kalon as well.
So much customization.
Very nice.
Hey, considering that this is the first release, I'm actually surprised that they were able to get this in here. So this is awesome.
Well, it's just the attention to detail. Like, look how many choices you have.
Well, and it switches so quick and smooth.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Well done on the skins, everyone, as well. Wow.
Man, they've got lots of options to start. And so these are just bases that you can start with. And then you customize.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because each one of these is like just a... like a base skin. Let's.
Right, okay. So which one are we going to settle on?
I think... let's go with a Mocklin.
Mocklin,
we'll be
okay.
Like Bortus. All right. Okay, we can choose our division. Nice.
Oh,
so it basically just changes the outfit.
Yep.
Huh.
Very good. Enlisted.
Now, did the division? Maybe I'm jumping ahead. I don't know. But did the divisions?
We're gonna go red shirt.
Special skills, or is it just simply because?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
We'll find out.
Okay.
I don't know if we will tonight. But oh, I can change the eye color too. Oh, look at that! I can zoom right in.
Well,
nice. Right. Oh, Android Mocklin. Nice.
Wow.
What color are Mocklin's eyes naturally? Or are they like humans? It varies.
I think they're... I don't know.
Whoa!
I don't know.
Lizard Man!
Yeah,
sweet!
The color wheel, that's awesome.
You can actually change using an RGB color wheel. Sweet. Let's try to get this as realistic as we can.
Fuchsia Mocklin's yet.
No, I haven't yet. He's shrugging his shoulders.
That's funny.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I see we can change the body as well. Okay. Wow, they fit in a lot of stuff for the... like out the gate release.
Wow, look at that.
Just for the characters.
Yeah.
If only, eh?
Okay.
Nice. I'm going to go with a slender fit mock.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
This guy has been working out in the Holo Suite. Let's just say no comments about what program.
All right.
All right, let's do it. I'm not going to do multiplayer because I have a feeling we're not going to be able to support it during the live show because it's going to use networking, but let's jump in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see which one did you vote.
The Void.
The Void, okay.
Yeah, all second right. one. Look at that. The cinematics, folks. I just love those.
Wow, that's
whoa. Nice. So I have awoken in my quarters.
Oh, those are clean graphics.
I know.
Sweet. Ah, cool. Bortus's quarters.
That's awesome.
Look at
now,
me.
You said you were running this on the everything server.
What?
Did you just throw that?
I bumped it or something.
Oh, so it's a physics-based environment as well.
I'm trying to turn on the water. I can't.
That's so
Let's
cool.
see if I can. It could. Yeah, you see reflections and everything.
Oh, imagine this in VR.
Oh,
it doesn't seem like this is responding. Like I can't. Like it's not an active terminal yet.
Okay.
Placeholder.
I'd love to. Can we synthesize some cigarettes? It's not. It doesn't seem to do anything.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. So a lot of it. I mean, this is like the initial tour.
Yeah,
like let's take a look. Whoa. Mouse is a little bit janky, I'll be honest. I wonder if there's a way I can adjust
the... Oh, there were settings at the beginning. You probably adjust
all
right. sensitivity.
All right, we can check that out.
Crouch.
Oh, I'm crouching.
Stealth.
Oh!
Stealth.
Nice.
Different views.
Sweet. That's I pushed C and then control button.
Okay.
Nice.
Let's walk
oh,
around.
Look at the mess hall. This just looks so authentic.
I know.
And it gives a look of, like... I feel like I'm actually on board. Like, I feel like I'm putting some
oh,
dimensions.
Zoomy eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Scrag nug.
I love the attention to detail.
Wow.
Nice. A nod to one of the game creators, Scrag nog.
Huh.
Can you guys read that?
I cannot. No. Huh. I feel like as... When I watch the Orville, I need to go through and view this.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
see if it matches up.
Yep.
It feels
so.
Like it does. Like
it really
I feel
does.
Like this is the layout that I envision.
That is so cool.
Oh, we got like a science lab or something like that.
Okay.
Cool.
Huh. Oh, even on the outside, you can see the different portions of the ship. That's nice.
Nice. Oh, that's the stairwell that was in the staff photo.
No access.
This is no access. Sick bay. It's locked.
It's locked.
I need a key. Where does this actually go? I've only ever seen the picture from the bottom.
What did you find out?
Did you choose medical officer as your...
I chose security just because I wanted to be a red shirt.
Going for the
awesome.
Meme.
Yeah. All right, I can't go through there either. But it's not red. Oh, there's an open.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah, this
Hello?
Is the captain's office. Look at this.
Oh, ooh. Man.
Can you pick up the...
No, I can't. I'm clicking...
Nope, not pick up.
I don't know how.
So
it looks like it wants to be picked up.
One day.
Okay.
And maybe that's it. Maybe it's just, it's not been implemented yet.
So you're not allowed to shoot Kermit yet today.
Not yet.
Not Kermit.
Look at that, guys.
Wow. That
just
really does
gorgeous.
Look like the office.
It does. I was trying to articulate. Look at the detail.
Oh, the books.
Where's the apple? The apple's missing. So huh. cool. I love the model, too. And even the... like the detail with the ivory sculptures there.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Wow, you can even look kind of like look over
that
the
chair is in my way. I can't seem to move things, but maybe there's like a control. What's that? Some kind of button or something?
So they charge their iPhones? What?
Yeah, there you go. It's a chi charging station.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on the chair. Okay. Sweet.
Parkour.
Oh, nice.
Parkour, yeah. Parkour.
Whoa.
Sweet. Okay. Well, that's awesome. He turns
Come on.
Yeah,
look at the camera.
Awesome.
Look at the camera. Come on. Look at the camera, dude.
Wow. Okay.
This is impressive for a fan creation. I mean,
in its first iteration.
Yeah.
At that.
Oh, the bridge.
Whoa. Oh, I just feel like this is just giving me a sense of the layout of the ship. We've never really had this, like, the ability to actually tour it and figure out how things are connected.
Yeah.
Like, how did they do this?
Okay, now...
Wow.
This even seems to be, like, depth-wise the same as
I think
as
it's
the
to...
Ship.
Like, it's like to scale.
It does seem to scale.
Yeah.
Man,
they've used blueprints.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's like...
100% canon.
Really?
Wow.
We know that they're actually full of really fine malt whiskey.
That's right. Are we going in here?
I would like to try. Oh, this is his quarters. Okay. Oh, the button works.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Beautiful detail, everybody.
Man, if only my room was
stairs.
Ever that clean.
This is like a multi-level captain's quarters. Nice. Oh, it makes sense because he's got to have a spot to sit and do his work, right?
Right.
So this must lead out to another corridor. Okay. Oh, sick bay. It makes sense that the captain could just run across the hall and get his shots.
That's right.
Yeah. Sweet.
Wow. This is phenomenal.
It is.
Every little detail, folks, you got to watch the show back and just see how much detail Messy Desk has put into like placement of objects and all of the little minor details that we may not even catch on the show.
Or you can recreate the show
beautiful.
In here.
That's the plan.
There you go.
Okay, so obviously this is the first version, but is eventually you going to have characters like computer-generated characters?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine so.
Okay.
It's
gonna not
have
just
some...
a multi-user environment.
I just want a tour.
You said this is single version.
I just want a tour. You notice all these doors that are locked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are going to lead somewhere, Jeff.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
One day.
Right now it's just... Oh, I think I'm back where I was. I'm getting turned around. I'm talking and walking at the same time. Yeah, the corridors all look the same, right?
Yeah.
I guess once you get used to it, though, you're going to know your way around.
Yeah.
I really want to find like engineering or something like that, though. I'm not seeing it. It's got to be here.
Oh, is that a panel?
Yeah, it looks like.
Locked.
Oh, nice.
Oh. What?
Can you pick it up?
I'm trying.
Such a tease.
Let me pick you up. Yeah, it's not letting me click or anything.
Okay.
It looks cool, though.
Yeah, it looks very good. Sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I imagine that...
meeting room, briefing room.
Wow.
Where are we going?
I just want to show you the wide shot there. Look at that.
That's phenomenal.
Just beautiful. Can I interact with objects? No, it doesn't look like yet.
Wow, they nailed
the physics. The physics are coming. Not there necessarily yet. So another scrub nugget.
Yes.
It's left coffee everywhere. You're messy!
Yeah.
All right, where are we?
Oh, there's...
classroom?
We'll say Deanna's classroom.
Yep. Nice.
Maybe a closet or something that's not opening.
Oh.
And what's down here?
This is really
slick. That's where I came from. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another locked door. Yeah.
Space. Whoa. That's so pretty.
Wow.
Okay, now that's interesting. There was no stars.
Because I'm in the void, Jeff.
Void.
Remember?
Right.
I chose the void.
Forgot.
Yeah.
So why was there a sun flare?
Was there a solar flare there? Oh, yeah, on the hull of the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
See, I'm getting turned around here, and I'm not finding engineering.
I feel like we need to draw a map.
Maybe they haven't added it yet? Yeah, we definitely could use a map. That's locked as well.
Man, this is slick.
What do you folks think so far?
Well, I mean, you can see in the chat room, like, Ameridroid likes it, wants to play it in VR.
Oh,
yes,
definitely.
Please.
And that is coming, all right? So keep in mind, this is an early release.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the jankiness that you're seeing is me. Some of it is just that it is an early release.
That's
and
right.
And they're still, like, working like crazy. And it's a fan creation. And for a fan creation, this is just superb.
The amount of love put into this.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. An excellent job.
What an opportunity for us fans to be able to tour the ship that we're growing to love here after season 2 of the Orville has wrapped up, and we're all preparing for season 3. This is going to take me back to my quarters.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I noticed in the chat room, MeGeek75 said that already downloaded it, but didn't want to play it because wanted to see it first here on Cat 5.
Sweet.
That's awesome. Thanks for the love.
All right. Yeah.
This is exciting. Okay. I don't think we've been down here yet.
Well, this is the other side of the mess hall. Yeah.
Oh.
And I feel like I've been everywhere so far. So keep in mind that as a work in progress, we're going to see more rooms open up. We're going to see more features like these replicators. Maybe we're going to see those start to function as well. I know that's in the plans. Just awesome, though.
That's very good.
Should we... Yeah, I'm not finding any other rooms. I think we've pretty much seen everything there is to see.
I feel like there's been so many doors, though.
So many doors.
But, I mean, maybe they all kind of lead to the same area.
Yeah. Yeah. Locked. Let me in. I want to see where you lead.
Maybe that's engineering.
You think so?
Or, no, it's at... it's at sick bay.
The other end of sick bay. Let's try starting a new game in a different mode. I wonder if there's, like, different... So what do we got? Union Dockyard, The Void, Sol, and Asteroid Field. Oh, Asteroid Field says you're going to be on the Orville with Lieutenant Dan.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Let's do that.
All right.
Is he actually there?
Whoosh.
Oh, once again. It gets me every time.
Yeah. Transition.
All right. This is... Now we learn... Oh, look outside.
There we go.
Chair in my way.
Space.
Are we back in Bordis's quarters? Yes.
Yes, we are. Okay.
Okay. Hmm. So I guess that's our wake-up point. But we do have more visuals outside. Okay. So we're learning the layout. It's going to take some time, I think. It's like anything, right? You got to learn where things are.
All right. Now, you said Dan is in this one?
Well, that's what the description said. Finding a lot of locked doors. So I feel like there's still a lot to come. Like stuff that they're still working on. Maybe there's stuff back there, but... Mm-hmm. Oh!
Is that a turbo lift? Or turbo lift.
An elevator.
Listen
to the music. Oh my gosh.
It's funny. In the chat, they're complaining.
Oh, look. Engineering! Oh, I can go to the shuttle bay or engineering. Nice! I swear that wasn't there before.
This music is making me giggle.
There we go. Open. Open.
Please.
Let me in. Oh, it's a holo suite. I don't know. What do they call it on the Orville? I'm getting in trouble for using Star Trek terms.
Yeah.
Look at the holodeck, everyone.
It's so pretty.
Wow. I wonder if this is ever going to be functional.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, wouldn't that be incredible?
Could you play this game in the game?
Whoa.
Gameception.
Mind bent. Sweet. Okay. We're there.
Okay, I just got chills.
Oh. It's so cool.
This is beautiful.
Oh man, that's so exciting.
Other reflections.
Look at the detail. Look at this. Wow.
I feel like they got every element.
Did they have Tom, like, go through here with a video camera on the real set and just, like, hey, here's what it's supposed to look like?
Yeah.
Because this is way too authentic. This is...
Yeah.
I see, like, movement in the warp engine there.
Wow.
I'm not sure what powers a Union Starship. It can't be dilithium, because that would be a Star Trek thing, right?
That would be copyright. No.
Would it?
I don't know.
They probably would, knowing CBS.
Yeah. Dilithium is a Star Trek trademark.
No, it's a real element.
That's right.
Or a theoretical element, I'm not sure.
Marshman says, like, kids in a candy shop.
I was about to say, like, he nailed this one. Yeah. It's only kids in a candy shop.
We're adults in a starship.
This is phenomenal. Like, you're right. Yeah. In VR, I think it was Ameridroid said it earlier, like, you could do a vacation on this. And for somebody who wants to go into space, this could totally be something that they could spend time in.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially if you're a big fan of the Orville, because I feel like this has just taken me there. And now, this project, you probably recognize the look of it. Let's jump up to the shuttle bay. I think I clicked on the wrong one. See if I can do it again. This is from the same creators as the original Stage 9, which was the NCC 1701D Starship Enterprise. Mm-hmm. But, of course, that got the cease and desist from CBS.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's where my tongue-in-cheek joke comes from. But so there's a lot of...
Shuttle bay.
Oh, You can see that talent just shining through, and this is just, but it's performing very, very well.
Yeah.
I've got everything set to max.
Wow.
It's very slick. Very clean.
Just like the Orville.
Okay.
Lots of corridors.
Man. I think you're right. I don't think this was in the void.
Go inside.
I feel like there's a whole other section.
There's a whole other section. That's strange. Yeah.
Now, where is Dan?
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
Dude. Is that the point?
Dude.
Find him?
Yeah. hide and go seek.
That's right.
I can't get past these chairs, and I can't seem to sit on them or anything like that. So lots of features that are still to come.
Right.
I guarantee. What is that? You guys see that?
No, I missed it.
Ew.
Oh. Oh, the pee corner. Oh! Oh, gross.
That is disgusting.
Oh! I got some in my mouth. Oh, disgusting.
Why are you jumping in it?
Oh, I just wanted to know if it was slosh. That is so gross. Oh.
You are a sick man.
Oh,
man.
The Orville.
That is hilarious.
Only
that
on.
In.
Yeah, only on the Orville. Oh. You guys are awesome and disgusting. Thanks for the laugh. Well, there you have it, folks. I think we've seen kind of all that I can show you on our live broadcast here this week. But there you go. Wow. Like, look at even the shuttle model.
Yeah.
I can't wait to be able to fly that.
Oh, that's interesting. In the bottom corner says health 100.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
So obviously bottom there's right going to there. Be some component of damage built in eventually.
I think so. Maybe some PvP. You think we could go head-to-head?
Nice.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I'm totally backing you into the pee corner.
Don't shoot me when I'm down. Come on now, Jeff. Just awesome. That is a fan creation walkthrough of the Orville. It's called the Orville Interactive Fan Experience. You can pick it up absolutely free on Steam at cat5.tv/OrvilleGame.
I'm downloading tonight.
Go check it out. Again, I haven't got it working on Linux yet. I think it's coming for Linux. I see the icon on Steam shows Windows and Mac.
Okay.
I was able to install it on my Windows 10 machine and then play it on Steam from my Linux machine, but it was through the streaming version of Steam, but it wasn't actually running natively on my computer.
Okay.
So definitely it works great. It seems to work great on Windows 10,
mm-hmm.
And my specs aren't super, super awesome. So check it out, cat5.tv/OrvilleGame. Please comment below. Let us know what you think, and we'll pass that along, your kudos to the team who has created that. Do check them out. That link, cat5.tv/OrvilleGame, will actually take you to their official website, so you can learn more about the project, learn more about the team, and in fact download the game absolutely free, because it's a fan project from Steam.